USDA issued the March World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates earlier this week. This month's WASDE report notes that there were no changes to the 2021 world balance sheet and no changes to the U.S. balance sheet. Dr. Jody Campisci, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, provides a breakdown of the report and what producers should be focused on going into the 2022 planting season.
The March WASDE report included minimal changes to the 2021 world balance sheet and no changes to the U.S. balance sheet. USDA's 500,000 bale reduction to the 2021 Indian crop more than offset a 150,000 bale increase in Mexico's crop. USDA made a slight increase to 2021 world consumption and a larger change to 2019 and 2020 world consumption. USDA increased India's consumption estimates by 500,000 bales in 2019 and 1 million bales in 2020, resulting in lower beginning stocks for 2021. Combined with lower production, India's stock level for 2021 is estimated to be 1.8 million bales lower than last month. World exports were reduced slightly for 2021, with reductions in Brazil and India. USDA did not change the U.S. export estimate of 14.75 million bales. While U.S. export sales remain strong, U.S. export shipments are well behind the average pace. Shipments have improved in the last month, but are still behind. In the most recent export report, U.S. weekly shipments reached 353,000 bales, which is slightly behind the five-year average pace. To reach 14.75 million, we need to ship an average of 410,000 bales per week for the remainder of the marketing year. Logistics have improved, but higher fuel costs will likely impact shipments. Over the next few months, there will likely be a large amount of volatility in the cotton market as producers make their 2022 planning decisions. The USDA 2022 March Prospective Plantings Report will be released on March 31st. Growers in some states still have a few days left to make final crop insurance decisions. Cotton growers may want to look closely at stacks this year with expectations of higher price volatility.